Any last words, Janice, before we start to wrap up here?
Well, I know that people are wondering about J1 students, and I got some information about that today. The State Department has put a freeze on J1 applications.
Can you explain what a J1 student is?
J1 are the students who come over for a cultural exchange, and then they work. And we have counted on them greatly in the past 3 or 4 years because we have had such a robust economy and not enough people to do the work. Now, we may find that that's different come summertime, that we'll have people, and that would be wonderful. But so the applications are on a freeze right now until May 11th. They are being told, if the applications have already come through, if travel is allowed, not to travel until May 12th. Again, there is information on our newsletter about that, and I wish I had more detail. I take this stuff home. I get it in my email. I send it to Paula. She puts it in with the link, and then at night is when I read it so I can become more knowledgeable. So that's in today's daily update. But you're more than welcome to call me at 603-662-9701 to ask me any question, give me any information. The way I'm learning this is what's coming across my desk.
It's kind of an enormous amount of information.
Yeah, it's kind of like Hurricane Irene. Who knew what FEMA was until we had that?
Yeah,
so,
true.
So anyway, my last words. So, echo Dots. I know this is a scary time for all of us, and I just want people to try to remember that we are all trying to do our very best. And if we slip up, we make a decision that, you know, was not the best, then certainly sharing that information with us so that we can correct it is appreciated, but there's no reason to get hostile. So because we're all trying to do our very best here. So being kind is the watchword, in my opinion, for this time that we're working together. And our valley is very kind, as we see all the time. And what is even more amazing is the people that you count on, generally speaking, for some of these large programs like building a new food pantry and whatever are wealthier folks. Well, they've taken a major hit too. And they're still giving. So I think everybody is getting impacted by this in some way. And, you know, I thought I was going to retire, but I may be thinking about that when I look at my plan.
Right.
Anyway, I just want everybody to remember we care for each other and we're all trying our very best. And so let's just be kind is the watchword.
I like that. How about you, Dot? Any last words?
I would just like to correct some information that I sent out earlier. I got a text message from Jennifer Perkins that the food pantry is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday from 12 until 1:45 and Thursdays from 1 until 2:45. So you can go to their website again at vaughnnh.org for more information on that. And then my final invitation is that we have a wonderful staff of maintenance and facilities people that are working at Settlers Green, continuing to work to keep the property pristine and clean and open. And we encourage people, if they want to get out and enjoy some of the spring weather that we have coming, that we would love to see them walking around. It does our heart good.
Great.
On that note, I just wanted to do a shout out to the Mount Washington Valley Children's Museum yesterday. I drove by and Shelley Morin was out there creating activities that kind of drive up activities that families could come and create a fairy garden outside the building. And I also want to do a shout out to some of the landlords I know who have already stepped up to the plate and are forgiving some months of rent. Banks that are telling people 3 months deferment on your mortgages. So everybody is stepping up. And for those of you who are worried, and rightfully so, I think we're all worried. I think as the days go by and all of this gets fleshed out, more and more will come forward for help. You just have to know where to go to get the information. And as Dot said, I'm praying and have faith that nobody's going to let you fall too deeply down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I think that's a great sentiment. And, you know, like you said, the Valley is a very caring place, a very giving place. I already know of so many people that are helping and doing the best they can to make sure their neighbors are safe and everyone's safe. And so it's just one of those things that we're going to have to do. And we do it anyway, usually.
Yeah, I've got a big fat turkey in my
freezer.
We're
gonna take care of our Valley.
Definitely, and I think it's one thing, good thing to mention as well. You're talking about that source of information and going, especially, Janice, when you're talking about that. Why don't we give it one more time, the website and all that, just in case somebody needs those details
all
from
right.
you.
We are trying to update our website, which is mtwashingtonvalley.org, so that it's becoming less of a visitor website and more of an informational website around this while still staying upbeat. But the other one is mwvcc.org. We are archiving our daily updates, so you could go there without having to sign up for the daily, you know, getting them the very minute we send them out. Or you can subscribe to it. mwvcc.org. It's a lot of information, I grant you. Lots of links, lots of reading. But boy, you know, the last thing I want to say is how many of us have been complaining about the lack of understanding and knowledge about civics? Well, boy, by the time this is over, all of us are going to have a lot of knowledge about how our government works.
It's true. It's very true.
Or it doesn't work.
Or it doesn't work. Yes.
All right. Well, that just about does it here for Drive Time. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Leone McDonald and Roberts, Cooper Cargill Chant, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing, as well as Janice Crawford, the Executive Director of the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce, who is here with us today, and Dot Siebel, the GM of OVP Management, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Gino.
Oh, of course. Yes. And thank you for everybody who did text in to 603-356-9145. That is greatly appreciated. As always, couldn't do the show without you guys. So keep those questions coming. We will be back on Monday with another edition of Drive Time right here on 93.5 WMWV and Magic 104. This has been Drive Time.